This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
The EP, self-titled, the first one you've done, did that begin in Melbourne or is that something you've started while in Brisbane?
That was kind of just kind of a funny story. I've been writing songs since I was a little kid, really, like 13, 14. And it was just all of a sudden on my heart, like a couple of opportunities opened up to just get to understand the idea of recording, and it never even occurred to me to record music. And then all of a sudden I just had this passion to want to take it to another level. And then as soon as I moved up to Brisbane, in fact, before I even moved up, I'd already made a connection through family with the guy that does production, and he's, you know, an amazing musician. And so we kind of put it together ourselves, and they're all songs that I'd written, and we just worked together and he did it all. And then I just got some of them remixed for radio. So
what was it that made you begin the whole musical journey then? Because I'm guessing it wasn't something you thought out years ago to do then.
No, not at all. Like, I always wanted to do music for God, like, specifically. I mean, I've been on a worship team since I was about 15, just doing it that way and writing songs in my own private time and just playing it to my friends and doing it that way. And then all of a sudden, I just had this sort of desire to, like, I made connections with new friends down in Geelong and sort of learnt a little bit through some friends just about recording for fun, and, you know, and then I did that. I made some demos which got me into playing at Easterfest this year, and since then it's kind of just snowballed from there, and other opportunities have opened up, and I was able to do the EP for free, so it was pretty cool.
That works out very well then.
Yeah.
So was it a different thing for you going from writing the songs in your own private time with personal worship to God to then sharing them with an audience?
It's a little bit different. Like, when it's just you and God, you kind of, like, when you're sharing your heart and you're kind of making yourself vulnerable, and you're opening up very private things about yourself and about what you think or what you're going through, and sharing it with people that you've never met before. So it's humbling that people want to even listen, and it's definitely very different to being in your own bedroom and just doing it that way. But at the same time, I still like to do it because, I hear from people that it encourages them and it ministers to people, and that's the whole reason why I want to do it. I want to glorify God with the things that He's giving me on my heart. So I kind of just roll with it, and as doors open, I cross through the ones that I think are right, and yeah.
So the four tracks you've brought to the EP, love each and every one of them. The one that stands out the most, I think, to me at the moment is Jesus Is Enough. This track, love the sound of it, love the lyrics. What was the story behind this one?
That song was, it's funny because when we were recording, there was actually another song that we were going to put on there called Make Me New. And we tracked all the instruments, and then I went to sing with it. And for some reason, it sounds good when I sing it live in an acoustic setting, but we did all the music together, and then we went to track vocals, and it just wasn't working. And it was like the last session we had to do, and then all of a sudden, it was like, oh, no, this isn't going to work. What are we going to do? And I'd written this other song, Jesus Is Enough, probably about a month beforehand. And it's basically about the prosperity gospel. I'd just been hearing a lot of things, through messages, through the radio, I might just run across it on YouTube and the idea of what it is. And God was just really pressing on my heart about how wrong it is and how perverted it is compared to what the gospel actually says in the Bible. And so just this strong sense of kind of rebuking that idea came onto my heart, and I just started writing it. And the song came in like 10 minutes, the whole thing. And I had that song ready, but I wasn't going to put on the EP. And then I showed my friend, Phil Murray, his name is, and he goes, I love it, let's do that one. And we tracked that, and we tracked the whole thing in like a couple of hours, and it was ready. And it was the song that came the easiest because we kind of did it, but it felt right to do. It wasn't forced, it all flowed. And so far from the response from everybody else, it's been the most liked song by far. So it worked out really well.
Was it the one that you expected to be the most liked? Was there a one that you sort of had predicted yourself would be the big one?
I expected Last Hour and Thank God I Have a Saviour to be the most liked, because a lot of the people that knew about my style knew that I like rock.
Mm.
And so Last Hour is probably the rockiest, bluesiest song on there. And Thank God I Have a Saviour is kind of got a catchy hook to it. So I just thought that was going to be the most liked. And the other one was, and the lyrics in Jesus Is Enough are actually very challenging. So I was like, oh, this might not be the most liked song. It might actually be rebuked by some people, you know, blah, blah, blah. But it turned out so far to be the most liked. So, yeah, it's going well.
So has that inspired you in the next phase of your songwriting and when you release perhaps a full album in the future to be very particular in the lyrics and that kind of thing?
Yeah, actually. Well, I've been writing a lot lately. I'm actually recording a full album at the moment with the same guy. We just, because obviously I work outside of doing music, just in a normal job, you know. So on a Saturday, I get together with him and we record together.
Mm.
And so I've been really mindful about what I'm putting on that one and the kind of lyrics that I want to communicate, and because the EP is very limited in what it's got on there, because you mean four songs, I mean you can't really show in four songs what you could in a whole album. So I've been quite deliberate about what I'm putting on the album, but yeah, so it has informed the way I'm doing my album a little bit. The song that song that we're talking about, Jesus Is Enough, it actually got picked for... Have you ever heard of Down Under Music?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, they're doing a compilation this year and it actually got picked for that, so...
Oh, fantastic. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So it should be coming up soon. I think it's about to tie all the knots and tie the end of the whole deal and how it's all working in the next couple of days. And I think they're going to go live with it pretty soon, so...
That'll be fantastic for you.
Yeah, so it should be good. There's a couple of really cool artists going on there, as well as, you know, like some sort of more well-known ones as well. So hopefully it ties together well. Yeah.
Fantastic. So as we finish up tonight, a couple last questions for you. When people are listening to your music, whether it be just the four tracks or whether it be the full album when that does come out, what kind of message are you wanting them to take away?
The main message that comes out of my heart in general is just the idea. It's kind of encapsulated actually in that sentence, Jesus Is Enough. Like, everything about my music, I wanted to say that there's nothing else we need apart from the Lord, and apart from what he's done for us. And I mean, the testimony in my life about how the Lord has brought me to him and to a place where I feel so much closer with him. I mean, I try to tell that whenever I can. And so among that, like my testimony, and then, you know, my ongoing testimony of what God's continually doing in my life. I mean, I just try to convey him in all the things that are happening in my life, that he's the ultimate source, the only source that can really satisfy us, you know. So that's pretty much the message I try to get across.
It's a great one to be bringing out, Kyle. And can we expect to see you in Sydney anytime soon?
Me and my wife should be coming down, should I say my wife and I, sorry.
Yeah, proper grammatical usage is good.
Yeah, especially if I'm going to be a songwriter. coming down for Black Stomp Festival at the end of September. So I'll be down in New South Wales then. I think that's near Sydney where they're doing the festival.
Yeah, not too far out of Sydney.
Yeah, so I'll be down there. So.
Fantastic.
If you're going to be there, I'm sure I'll see you guys at Hope there if you're going to be at Black Stomp.
Yes, we'll come and say hi. Kyle, it's been so great catching up with you. All the best, and we'll look forward to seeing you in Sydney.
Thanks so much, Laura.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.